Yatkripat Mahabande Sivaram Janataranam Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Knowledge of the Absolute, Chapter 7, text number 15, 1-5. Na,
na
mam
duskritino
mudaha
prapadyante
naradhamaha
mayaya parita
jnana
asuram
bhavam
asritaha
namam duskritino mudaha
Prapadyante
naradhamaha
mayaya
paritajnana
asuram bhavam asritaha
namam duskritino mudha
prapadyante
naradhamaha
mayaya
paritajnana
Asuram bhavam asritaha
Namam duskritino
mudha
Prapadyante naradhamaha
Mayaya
paritajnana
Asuram bhavam asritaha
Namam duskritino
mudha
prapadyante
naradhamaha
mayaya paritajnana
asuram bhavam asritaha
Namam duskritino mudha
prapadyante naradhamaha
Maya paritajnana
asuram bhavam asritaha
namam duskritino
mudha
prapadyante naradhamaha
maya paritajnana
asuram bhavam asritaha Na,
na,
not,
not,
mam,
mam,
unto me,
duskritinaha,
miscreants,
mudaha,
foolish,
prapadyante,
surrender,
nara
adhamaha,
lowest among mankind.
Mayaya,
Mayaya,
by the illusory energy,
aparita,
stolen,
jnanaha,
whose knowledge,
asuram,
demonic,
bhavam,
nature,
asritaha,
accepting.
My God.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature
of
demons, do not surrender unto me. Purport. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that simply by surrendering oneself unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, Krishna, one can surmount the stringent laws of material nature. At this point, a question arises. How is it that educated philosophers, scientists, businessmen, administrators, and all the leaders of ordinary men do not surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the all-powerful personality of Godhead? Mukti, or liberation from the laws of material nature, is sought by the leaders of mankind in different ways and with great plans and perseverance for a great many years and births. But if that liberation is possible by simply surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then why don't these intelligent and hard-working leaders adopt this simple method? The Gita answers this question very frankly. Those really learned leaders of society, like Brahma, Shiva, Kapila, the Kumaras, Manu, Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Janaka, Prahlad, Bali, and later on, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Sri Chaitanya, and many others, who are faithful philosophers, politicians, educators, scientists, etc., surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Person, the all-powerful authority. Those who are not actually philosophers, scientists, educators, administrators, etc., but who pose themselves as such for material gain, do not accept the path, do not accept the plan or path of the Supreme Lord. They have no idea of God. They simply manufacture their own worldly plans and consequently complicate the problems of material existence in their vain attempts to solve them. Because material energy, nature, is so powerful, it can resist the unauthorized plans of the atheists and baffle the knowledge of planning commissions. The atheistic plan makers are described herein by the word duskritinaha, or miscreants. Kriti, it means one who has performed meritorious work. The atheist plan maker is sometimes very intelligent and meritorious also, because any gigantic plan, good or bad, must take intelligence to execute. But because the atheist's brain is improperly utilized in opposing the plan of the Supreme Lord, the atheistic plan maker is called Duskriti, which indicates that his intelligence and efforts are misdirected. In the Gita, it is clearly mentioned that material energy works fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. It has no independent authority. It works as the shadow moves in accordance with the movements of the object. But still, material energy is very powerful. And the atheist, due to his godless temperament, cannot know how it works, nor can he know the plan of the Supreme Lord. Under illusion and the modes of passion and ignorance, all his plans are baffled, as in the case of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, whose plans were smashed to dust, although they were both materially learned as scientists, philosophers, administrators, and educators. These Duskritinas, or miscreants, are of four different patterns as outlined below. Yeah, sometimes devotees, maybe, especially new devotees or still relatively new devotees, and that question may come, like Prabhupada is asking. There's so many intelligent people all over the world. Big, big philosophers, big scientists, big educators. But they don't so easily accept the Krishna. They don't easily accept even the concept of God sometimes. Many times there's a very growing movement, atheistic movement in modern society. They're very bold. They're very, what is it? They directly challenge, they directly minimize or ridicule people who actually believe in God. Some of our devotees who are scientists, educators, they often come in contact with these people. They're very organized. They have their own publicity, their own programs, where they, in a very systematic way, point out so many. What they do is they take certain sections, especially of the Vedic literatures or of other scriptures, and they point out how, you know, just like one time, one devotee, some new devotee was asking in a class, Srila Prabhupada, that pastime of Krishna and Balaram, when they are, I think, chased by Jarasandha, then they climb some mountain, and in the Krishna book, it is described, your writing, that Krishna and Balaram, when Jarasandha put fire to the mountain, that mountain was, how many, 22 miles or something up, and they jumped off this mountain. So the devotee asked, where's that mountain, Prabhupada? What did Prabhupada answer? He said, the mountain is in the sky. Not what continent or, you know, whatever, it's in the sky. Many times the devotees, they would ask, because they would be brainwashed by these like atheistic people or people who have no faith in God, they would ask all these tricky questions, difficult questions. Papa would always come out with this kind of thing. It's in the sky. So, atheistic people, actually their big problem is that they're generally very proud. Prabhupada explained, that is mentioned also in the Shastra, that the more knowledge one accumulates, the more he tends to become proud. That's why sometimes brahmanas, because brahmanas, that is by nature, they are meant to study so many books. They're meant to give discourses on many subject matters. So if one is not cautious, he will become proud of his learning. And pride, pride means that one is thinking oneself actually superior. When one is developing this kind of feeling, then he becomes envious. If somebody is also very learned, he becomes envious of that person. So Krishna explains actually in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that Viram tute guyatamam kavakyami anasuyave. That this transcendental knowledge I do not reveal to those who are proud, those who are having a very puffed up ego. So this verse is nicely describing the different kinds of unqualified people, duskritina, miscreants, although materially they are very, very qualified materially, but material qualification is not what is needed to understand the absolute truth. So these are the four kinds of duskritina, miscreants of Prabhupada. Well, that the verse describes. So the one is, first one is muda. Mudas are those who are grossly foolish, like hard-working beasts of burden. Those who work very hard, day and night, to clear the burden of self-created duties, say that they have no time to hear of the immortality of the living being. There are mudas. Mudas is like those who work like donkey, like ass. They are simply interested to hear about material subject matters, and because they're too caught up in sense gratification. So that is one class of men. Another class is called the Naradhama. Naradhama. Prabhupada explains here, those who are socially and politically developed but have no religious principles must be considered as Naradhama. Mudha, Naradhama. And then Mayaya Parita Jnana. This is especially describing the scholars. Prabhupada explains, they are mostly very learned fellows, great philosophers, poets, literary scientists, but the illusory energy misguides them, and therefore they disobey the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada points out that actually nowadays there are many such Maya Parita Jnana, and among them many who will speak on the Bhagavad Gita as well. So the fourth class is Asuram Bhavam Asritaha, or those of demonic principles. So Prabhupada nicely explains how such people, they can never take the time to understand and appreciate such great personalities as Prabhupada mentions. Just like we hear about so many such great personalities in our Guru Parampara, and sometimes just like Satyaraj Prabhu, he has written very nice books on the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, or the, what is it?
Eight Goswamis.
Huh?
The eight Goswamis, six Goswamis.
Yeah, but there's another book he describes about Srinivas, Samananda Pandit Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur. What's the name of that book? Anyways, some of these books may be a little more rare here in India. But the life of such personalities, just like Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when we start reading what writings they have composed, and what is their explanation of so many different, like, difficult subject matters from the Vedic literatures. These are actually the great philosophers, these different personalities. So many of them actually are part of our Guru Parampara. That is why we have many reasons to be proud of such great personalities who are upholding, especially actually the whole thing. Prabhupada explains that this is what differentiates a human being from a non-human being: belief in God, accepting the principle of Dharma. Animals, they cannot understand God. It is only one who is not only human being but developed human being. And many people are, two-legged. Dvija pasu? What is the Sanskrit for two-legged animal?
Dvipada.
Dvipada, yeah. Pasu also means animal, no? Yeah. So, simply having two legs does not make or qualify one to be a human being. The distinctive feature is this very beginning of accepting, you know, the principle of Godhead. So that means that we are living in a very difficult period. Those who are God conscious, especially the devotees and Krishna consciousness, I find it very very difficult to have to deal with such kind of persons. The whole material world is, modern world especially, filled with such personalities. So we should not be misled by, as sometimes new devotees may be, by thinking that these are great personalities. Externally, they are depicted, they are presented, they are shown in magazines or interviewed as being great personalities. Newspaper reporters are following them around. And but actually, if we analyze their lives, what kind of lifestyle they live, and if we analyze also, well, most of them actually don't really have any philosophy. Their philosophy is the philosophy of eat, drink, and be merry. So very shallow, very shallow. And because of this, therefore they are doing the greatest disservice to in society. We should know who the actual leaders are. Personalities, as listed by Srila Prabhupada. And these are the personalities to whom we should surrender and from whom we should get our knowledge and understanding. So it is just a matter of time, actually, that we could say more favorable situation can be created by the good efforts of devotees. That is our business. That is Krishna's business when he comes in the material world. And that is also the business of his devotees to present the basic principles of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada summarizes at the end. Therefore, 1. Grossly foolish persons, 2. The lowest of mankind, 3. The deluded speculators, and 4. The professed atheists, as above mentioned, never surrender unto the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, in spite of all scriptural and authoritative advice. In tomorrow's verse, we'll be describing four other kinds of living entities, those who are pious. Four kinds of pious men who begin to render devotional service. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Any questions on today's verse? Very difficult to have intelligent conversation with atheistic people.
Problem is they don't have basic faith.
Yeah. Actually, it is I described that the preachers, those who are at the what is called Madhyamadhikari platform, means those who are having some basic knowledge of Krishna consciousness and who have very strong faith, like Madhyamadhikari, they should distinguish between four categories. One of those is the atheist, and they should avoid the atheist. Under very rare circumstances, one may preach to atheists, but generally it is better to avoid them, better to associate with the devotees, preach to those who are innocent. And of course, render service and glorify the Supreme Lord, but generally avoid the atheists. Lord Chaitanya would tell his followers, of course, the Mayavadis are not atheists. They believe in Brahman, but Lord Chaitanya very emphatic, very strongly advised his devotees not to associate with people who are atheists. Are generally worldly minded persons. Even this quite famous French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, French. He was what is called existentialist. Didn't believe in God. It's like, you know, there's no God. There's no reason. There's no purpose in life. Just do what you feel like doing, and you know, that's it. He ended up committing suicide. Yeah, and many people wrote that. Jean-Paul Sartre, very famous. He wrote many books. When I was at university, I would study. It was part one of our courses. Jean-Paul Sartre. So it's like. No meaning to life. So people, they do all kinds of nonsense. And then after some time, they even get up, you know, get fed up with their own philosophy, and then, like, the grand finale.
Yeah. they say, most of them say nature. Everything is nature.
Everything is nature. Yeah, who is nature? Prabhupada was saying. Who is nature? You have created this nature. We say Mother Nature. So if Mother Nature, then where's Father?
Probably.
Yeah. Prabhupada was. He loved to challenge all such personalities. It's like one time he was, I think, meeting with one English poet, and he was, Prabhupada, of course, one advantage that Prabhupada had, I mean, besides being very learned and everything, he was older, you know, than most people he met. That's like an advantage, you know, you can really start chastising and people will not mind because it's like, you know, it's like their grandfather chastising them or something. So this one poet, he was telling that he was not quite the same age as Prabhupada, but a little older, quite world famous, and he was putting up a question like, he was telling my father would ask me that who has created God? That God created everyone and everything, but who has created God? And then Papa simply replied, because you don't know the definition of God, therefore, or because your grandfather didn't know the definition of God, therefore this question came. No. God by definition means someone who has no beginning and who has no equal and no superior, and who is self, you could say, generating. So, in other words, by definition, God being eternal, He is not created. There is no one creating God. Most of all the people that Prabhupada met, and he met actually many atheists, they would not have many arguments to present to Prabhupada. And very often Prabhupada would just smash them, and some could not take it so easily. but many did.
So in this area is more problem with non-Advaitas, non-Dualists.
In this area, South India?
Yeah, because of influence of Shankaracharya.
Yes.
So they think less intellectual people will get empathy. It's easy.
Yes. So if Sir Prabhupada says, if it is easy, why don't you take it? If it is easy, person, why you prefer taking the more difficult? It's a good argument. There's one easy road. You follow this road. It's very easy. No, I like to go this way, that way. It's generally very difficult for like Salabam, Matasarya, and many impersonalists who came in contact with Lord Chaitanya. Somehow because they came in contact with him, so they were able to see the light. So starting tomorrow we expect some guests to come. Did Govinda mention what time he's coming?
No? He said he'll come in the morning. He'll check with Radharam Prabhu, and if they come in both same time, he'll pick him up and come. So they may both arrive by afternoon.
Oh, okay. So in other words,
if he's coming alone, then he will come on like 10.
Balasaram, I think, will only be arriving quite late afternoon to Shimoga, and then from Shimoga he's taking a bus. I mean, anyway, it's up to Govinda. Because Govinda is also arriving evening. No? Arriving late evening, Saturday, and having to go Sunday also. Busy people, huh? Before anyone leaves, make sure you get everyone's signature. No, it's important because this is meant to be like annual meeting. When was the last annual meeting? Do you remember? Was there an annual meeting? Normally there's a fixed time, it's supposed to be. Like, you know, before the new year or before whatever. Some fixed time before work on the
matter. It is almost like New Year.
Yeah.
Actually, this is New Year in the south, this Karnataka area.
Oh, is it that?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
The 5th of April?
Because this is the harvest season.
Oh, harvest.
After harvest, new season starts.
Oh, so it's like
this
New Year.
This is the New Year. Many parts of India, this is New Year.
Oh, is it that? So we are choosing good time.
Auspicious time.
But where is our harvest?
Some cashew nuts.
At least 50, huh? I think some of them. I saw many monkeys.
Yeah,
I think. They got most of our harvest, maybe. They're more alert to the harvest than we are. We have to become like monkeys. I said, I've never seen so many. I think yesterday. They're going, where is it?
One creek or
left field. Many.
Cashews they won't take, some guava they take.
Guava, eh?
Yeah. Cashews they chew and throw.
Yeah, yeah.
Take juice and throw.
Yeah.
Today there is a fight between monkey and crow.
And crow?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. There is a small jackfruit like thing coming. So monkey chasing crow.
Monkey chasing crow, eh? Now we know what Pranabat does in the afternoon.
Was doing.
I was time watching that monkey. Eh? Okay. Jai Shri Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.